Blog Talk Radio.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord,
you are welcome.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Y
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. The Lord God, He is great. The Lord God, He is good. The Lord God, He is magnificent. The Lord God is honorable. He is God all by Himself. There's no other God beside Him. He sits high, He looks low. All power is in His hand. He's concerned about everything. He sends the rain upon the just and the unjust. His angels are at His command. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, out of the bosom of the Father, the precious Holy Spirit, leading us, guiding us, directing us in the way that we should go. Hallelujah. We give praise unto God Almighty. Because if it was not for the Lord on our side, where would we be? But we give you praise, Father, that we are with you. We're walking with you. We're talking with you, Father. Father, that's not close enough. If that's not good enough. Oh, Father God, show us the way, God. And we thank you that you have already provided unto us Jesus Christ, who is the way. And we say thank you, Father. Father, we come on this day, Father God, with an humble heart. We come on this day, Father God, confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father. Anywhere we've come short, the things that we've done that was out of boundaries, Father. If we have grieved you in any way, if we have allowed our flesh to take over, our emotions to take over, our minds to take over, Father, for we realize that there is a way that seemeth right, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. So we don't want to walk in a way that seems right, but we want to walk in a way that is right. And the only way we can do that is to walk with you and to walk in Jesus and to walk in the Word. And so we thank you for the eternal Word, the everlasting Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so we say thank you, Father. We say thank you. God, we say thank you that we can come on this platform. We say thank you, Father God. Amen, for you calling us to this post. And we come declaring your name and declaring your glory. We come declaring your Word, Father, that no one will be glorified but you. And we thank you, Father, that your people are edified and your Word is eternal from everlasting to everlasting and shall never return into your void. So we bless you now, God. We commit this service into your hands. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. Father, we bind every spirit of interference. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. And that Satan is defeated and darkness is dispelled and Jesus Christ, He is our King, and Jesus Christ, He is our Lord. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. And we thank you for being here with us on this Sunday afternoon. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. A day that the Lord God, He has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I bring you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. We're just so grateful to Him because we realize that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? If it had not been for the Lord. But we thank God, amen, hallelujah, that we know, hallelujah, that God is with us and God is for us and He will never leave us and never forsake us. And we feel the same way. We're not going anywhere. Amen. But we're going to keep walking with Jesus. Amen. It is an experience. It is a process, the sanctification process. Amen. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, that the Lord God knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of God depart from iniquity. So we are departing. We have departed, and it is well. Amen, and amen, and amen. Glory be to God. When we look in the scriptures in the book of St. John, chapter number 3, verse number 13, and it reads, and yet no one has ever gone up to heaven, but there is one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Let us read that again. And yet no one has ever gone up to heaven, but there is one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man himself, who is, who dwells, has his home in heaven. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And we thank God, amen, for it. Amen. And beloved, amen. And we know that, amen, it sounds, a lot of people don't like to talk about heaven. A lot of people don't believe in heaven. A lot of people don't believe in hell. A lot of people don't believe in God. And they definitely don't believe, a lot of people don't believe in Jesus. Amen. They don't believe in you. They don't believe in me. They don't believe in themselves. Some people just don't believe in too much of anything. If it's going to activate faith, the faith is going to be necessary. They only believe what they see and still don't even believe that. And so, beloved, we have a world full of skeptics, very, very skeptical. And, you know, because of the dealings of people, the scams, the lies, the deceit, the hurts, the pain, and different reasons. And the reasons go on and on. We can talk about the reasons all day. We can try to explain the reasons all day. And even when we get finished with all the explanations, they're still going to be skeptical. And that's just the way it is. It's been always been that way and probably always will be that way until we come to the end of time. And we are fastly approaching the end of time. We're there. We're already at the end of sorrows. Amen. Jesus had given us all the signs of the beginning of sorrows, beloved, but we are definitely no longer at the beginning. We are well at the end. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. We thank God for this word of encouragement on this morning. Glory be to God. And where Jesus, amen, is speaking, amen, about his heavenly experience, his earthly experience, and he brings the two in one. He really did not separate heaven, amen, from earth and earth from heaven. And we thank God, amen, for the connection, for the divine connection, amen. And we bless the Lord. And we know, beloved, that it sounds a little strange, amen, that Jesus will be standing on the earth talking to men and women. And as he is talking to them in the now and now, right now, a present experience, but yet say that he was in heaven. And so this sounds a little strange, you know, for him to communicate to them on that level, beloved. And if you didn't know any better, you would think that maybe, you know, he was, you know, a little drunk or nuts or, you know, not talking in his right mind, because how can you say that? I mean, if you're on earth, you're on earth. If you're in heaven, you're in heaven. I mean, if you're in Philadelphia, you're in Philadelphia. If you're in New York, you're in New York. I mean, you know, you are where you are. You can't be but one place at one time. You know, it's the same, beloved. You know, if you're from Pennsylvania right now, glory be to God, I'm talking to you outside of the state of Pennsylvania. And if you lived in New York, and so I leave Pennsylvania, travel to New York to visit with you. And so we're sitting in New York and we're talking. And while we're talking, during our conversation, I would, you know, open my mouth and say, you know what? My name is Apostle Bradford, And I'm from Pennsylvania, and that's where I am right now in Pennsylvania. Now, you know, for me to talk to you like that, we're sitting in the state of New York, you're going to say, you know what, this here is a little drunk. This pastor here has some mental problems. Something is wrong, you know, because you would say, how could she possibly say that she is in Pennsylvania when we are not in Pennsylvania, we are in New York, see? And so, beloved, this is what was going on here with Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. When Jesus said, amen, he said that he had come down from heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He had come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And then he says, who is in heaven? Jesus was on earth, but he was saying, but I'm in heaven right now. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. The Bible tells us that we are seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We live in two worlds, amen, at one time. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. And you can find that, hallelujah, in the book of Colossians. Let me pull that up for you. Hallelujah, and help you and to write it down, meditate it on it today, and know that we live in two worlds at one time. Hallelujah, two dimensions at one time. Hallelujah, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ephesians 2, and you can find it in two places. Hallelujah. It says, and God raised, Ephesians 2, chapter 6, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. You see that, beloved? See, you're living on earth right now, but you're also living in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're living in, it's like you took out two homes. You know, some people have two homes. Amen. We have two homes. But the beautiful part is on earth, if you have two houses, you might leave one house and go to your vacation house. But you're not in the two houses at the same time. You're either in your regular house or you're in your vacation house. But, beloved, in our spiritual walk with the Lord, we are living in two houses. Two homes, two spirit with citizenship of two places all at the same time. And this is what Jesus was saying. Glory be to God. Jesus said, I'm on earth right now talking to you, but I'm also in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Beloved, the wonderful thing about Jesus was that his physical body may have been on earth for 33 and a half years, but his thoughts were on heaven. His thoughts always was on heaven. Amen. Seeking, hallelujah, thinking on heavenly things, thinking on the will of the Father. What is it that the Father would have him to do? Amen. What would bring God, the Father, glory? See, sometimes, beloved, our thoughts are scattered. Okay? We are one place, but we're thinking about something. Now, you might be sitting right now in your car. You might be sitting in your living room or in your kitchen, but that don't mean your thoughts are there. See, you might be thinking on vacation. You might be thinking about Hawaii or Jamaica or New York or Alaska. You might be thinking about something that happened on yesterday or what you're going to eat for dinner. See, so just because your body is there don't mean that your thoughts are there. See, and this is why the power of agreement is so critical. Just because you touch hands with somebody don't mean that they are in agreement with you. Because while you're touching hands, their thoughts could be somewhere on the other side of the moon. And the Bible tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, beloved. But when our thoughts that come together on one agreement with our hearts, with our words, with our minds, we are a terrible force to be reckoned with. And this is what Jesus, this is why we saw Jesus do so many mighty things, so many miracles, so many wonders. He was able to walk in love. He was able to walk in power. And he also walked in the will of the Father. Because he was on earth, but his thoughts were on heaven. Jesus' thoughts was not on earth. Jesus wasn't being concerned about what his neighbors was doing. He wasn't newsy. Jesus, I'm going to tell you the truth. Jesus, beloved, he wasn't watching the world news because he was the world news. He wasn't watching movies, glory be to God, hallelujah, because he was the act. See? So where we live on earth, but our minds are a thousand places at one time. We're thinking about what happened yesterday. We're thinking about what might happen tomorrow. We're thinking about what's going on right now, what's going to go on later on today, what the children are doing, what the spouse is doing, what your money is doing, what your health is doing. And our thoughts are all over the place. And so what happens when we're like that, we're divided. We're divided. And the Bible says that a double-minded man, it's unstable in all of his ways. And this is why we can't get the connection. We can't get the power. We can't get the unification and the power of one. We see here in Jesus' life the power of one. One Jesus, amen, and we see all the works that Jesus did. We see the power of one in Elijah. Elijah, amen, was a man like you and me, huh? I'm talking about not male and female, but he was one person, okay? He prayed his prayer all by himself. He didn't have no prayer partners. He wasn't touching and agreeing with nobody. One man's prayer, and God held up rain for 3.5 years. On one man's prayer. That's the power of one. The power of one. We see that with when the people were building the Tower of Babel. They were all on one accord. They was building that tower so high, it was going up to heaven. And it was going to get there. And God saw it. And God said, no, 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 we can't have this. And he said, I got to come down and break this up. See? But why was they able to achieve such great success? Why were they able to go so far? The power of one. Oh, that one is a strong number. It's the first number. It's a strong number. See? And this is where Jesus was. Jesus walked in agreement with himself. In agreement with the Father. See, we always talk about being in agreement with somebody else. Now, that is good. It's good, see? But it's not as necessary to be in agreement with somebody else as it is to be in agreement with yourself, to be in agreement with God. He is the Jehovah. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. We want to be in agreement with him. When we walk in agreement with God, there is absolutely nothing that is impossible. When we walk in agreement with God, agreement with his word, agreement with his spirit, agreement with his will, there is absolutely nothing that is impossible. Nothing. With man, it might be impossible, but not with God. God is able to do anything. He raised the dead, the blind could see, the lame could walk, the deaf could hear. The poor was not poor no more. Those who were sorrowful, amen, wasn't crying no more. He changed everything around. He flipped the script. Glory be to God. God is able to do it. See? And we are able to experience it. This is what God wants us to do. He said that, amen. Jesus said, I came that ye may have life and that more abundantly. Anything you believe and anything you pray for, believing, ye shall receive. Beloved, the secret is this. God is the majority all by himself. See, sometimes we think that we're going to win if we walk with the majority. No, the majority is moving in the wrong direction. The Bible says the majority of the people are on their way to hell. Because broad is the way that leadeth unto hell and destruction, and many there be that's on that road. Sometimes we feel safe when we're walking with the majority. Sometimes we feel safe when we have the majority's opinion. Sometimes we feel safe. Beloved, that is true. But this is what you need to remember, that God is the majority all by himself. One God, one faith, one baptism. He is the majority. So when you're walking with the majority, you win. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Jesus walked with the Father. He walked with the majority. He walked with the big uno, the big one. And this is why his life was successful. This is why he didn't miss the mark. This is why he didn't have to repent, go back and repent for something he did wrong. He didn't do nothing wrong. Not because he couldn't, but because he kept his mind on the things of heaven. Beloved, what are your thoughts on? What are you thinking about? What is dominating your thought life? See, a lot of times we let the negativity draw us in. We let the drama draw us in. We let something they said draw us in. We remember this. We remember that. We remember all the bad stuff. Remember the stuff that made us cry, the stuff that broke us heart, the stuff that turned us off. What are you thinking about? Beloved, the Bible breaks it down for us, amen, when we look in the book of Philippians, hallelujah, chapter number 4, hallelujah, hallelujah, and it helps us, hallelujah. It tells us this in Philippians chapter number 4, and we look at verse number 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Verse 9, those things which ye have both learned and received, and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You see that? Learn and do. See, a lot of times we learn, amen, we ain't doing. We hear, but we don't do. We heard the word, but we don't do the word. See, hallelujah. Jesus was a doer. Jesus didn't do no whole bunch of talking. And when he spoke, he only spoke what was necessary. Spoke things that glorified the Father. He didn't sit around talking rhetoric. He didn't sit down. He didn't sit around joshing. No. He didn't do that. Only, and look, and he had conversations because Jesus had friends. Jesus was a friend of Lazarus and Lazarus' two sisters, Mary and Martha. Jesus had friends and outside of his disciples, because Lazarus was not one of Jesus' disciples. Neither was Mary and Martha. But the Bible says he loved them. Jesus spent time at their house. And we don't know what they was doing. See what I'm saying? But when Jesus spoke, amen, he glorified the Father. Why? Because that's where his thoughts were on, heavenly things. And so the Bible tells us, beloved, amen, to seek those things which are above. We're supposed to seek, hallelujah, seek ye first the kingdom of God, hallelujah, which in Matthew 6:33, amen, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 1, glory be to God, says this. It says, since you have been raised with Christ, strive for the things above. You see that? Strive for the things above. Seek the things that are above. Above in heaven. Heavenly things. Spiritual things. Our blessings are spiritual. And this is why the, well, let's finish this. It says, since you have been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Verse number 2, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. That's the secret. That's where we're missing it. We're supposed to be seeking spiritual things, spiritual blessings, spiritual increase, because we prosper as our soul prospers. See? Spiritual. All of our blessings are spiritual first. See, we want to see the money. You're not going to see the money in the natural till you see it in the spirit. We want to see the healing. You're not going to see it till you see it in the spirit. Everything is in the spirit first. That's why he says you prosper as your soul prospers. Everything. See those things which are above. What are you seeking? Just tell the truth. See? Because if it's natural, glory be to God, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, huh? And it says these three things, the devil moves. The devil only has three ways to dominate you. That's through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. But see, we are in a generation where we are moved by what we see. We become believers by what we see. Show me the money. Show me this. See, I believe it when I see it. But Jesus said, blessed are those who believe and do not see. Why? Because you can't see in the spirit. But, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. But when you see in the spirit first, you will see it in the natural. See? But what are our minds on? And this is why, beloved, we need to, amen, spend as much time in God's word, meditating on God's word day and night, feeding our spirits the word of God. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Glory be to God. And then he tells us in Romans 12, he said, and I beseech thee, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that ye may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Don't be conformed to this world. This worldly system. This worldly system that wants to teach you how to get on top, how to stay on top, how to win, how to do this. And they have their methodology for your success. God said, don't be bamboozled. I know you was taught a certain way. I know your parents taught you a certain way. I know your schooling taught you a certain way. I know your environment and your neighborhood is teaching you a certain way. He said, but no, that's not the way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Don't be conformed to this way of thinking, but be transformed. And the renewing of your mind. Think like God thinks. See like God sees. Do like God does. This is what made Jesus a winner. And beloved, this is the only thing that's going to make you and I a winner too. This is the only thing that's going to guarantee us good success. God told Joshua this. He said, meditate on my word day and night. Let your thoughts be on heavenly things. Take control of your thought life. And he said, when you do, glory be to God, ye shall have good success. You see, beloved, the world, amen, can give you success. There are a lot of successful people according to the world standards. Okay, they reach a certain plateau, okay, maybe a certain level of income, live in a certain neighborhood, drive a certain car, certain level of influence, okay, and whatever else, amen, that the world deems successful. But there's a difference between success and good success. God didn't say, I'm going to give you success. God said, when your thoughts are on heavenly things, I'm going to give you good success. See, the difference between success and good success is you might accumulate all the money, but then get sick. And one sickness can drain your bank account. That's the difference between success and good success. See, you might get the big house, but you get the big house and now you're living by yourself because your spouse wants a divorce and your children are grown. So you're living in the big, pretty house by yourself. That's the difference between success and good success. Oh, there is a difference. The Lord says, I'm going to do you better than success. I'm going to give you good success. Glory be to God. He said, I'm going to give you good success. Success, amen, hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. So you don't have to worry about, amen, how the Lord is blessing you. You don't have to worry about somebody stalking you. You don't have to worry about you and your family being in jeopardy. You don't have to worry about somebody kidnapping you. You don't have to worry about the fire burning stuff up. You don't have to worry about bankruptcy. You don't have to worry about interest rates. You don't have to worry about a thing. Nothing. Why? Because God gives us good success when our thoughts are on him. Everything that we do prospers. Everything we touch turns to prophetic gold. Everything. We prosper so much where people begin to hate you. They don't like you no more. Because, see, you too broad for them now. You too high for them now. You too blessed for them now. Well, you didn't do it. Because if you could have did it, you would have did it a long time ago. God did it. It's automatic when we walk in God's spirit, when we walk in God's word, when we walk in God's thoughts. It's the only direction to go. The Lord's way is bountiful. It's abundant. It's pleasant. And this, we saw it happening with Jesus. They didn't like Jesus because he was too blessed. People ain't going to like you either. But that's all right. As long as God likes you and you like you, that's enough. God will give you a couple people because you only need a couple people anyhow. But the secret here, beloved, amen, was his thoughts were in heaven. What are your thoughts on? Beloved, let me say this as I close. The doctors tell us that we have over 60,000 thoughts a day or more that try to bombard our minds. That's a lot of thoughts. We cannot control all of the thoughts that come to our minds, but we do have the power to control the thoughts that we want to think about. We have the power to dismiss the thoughts that we do not want to think about. You don't have to think on pornography. You don't have to think on evil things. You don't have to think on revenge. You don't have to think on poverty. You don't have to think on these things. Just because they come to your mind don't mean you have to think on them. You have the power to bring down strongholds. You have the power to pick and choose the thoughts that you want to think about. Not the thoughts that your spouse is thinking about, your neighbors is thinking about, or anybody else is thinking about. You choose the thoughts that you want to think about. And so this is why he tells us, think on these things. God, he tells us what to do, then he tells us how to do it. He said, I want you to think on heavenly things. I want you to go in that Bible every day, every morning, and get a scripture and meditate on that scripture all day while you washing the dishes, driving the car, cleaning the house, playing with the children, watching the game, huh? Drinking coffee, cooking dinner. Meditate on that, this scripture, this verse, amen, this story. Every day, go to the Bible, get a meal, get the word. When you get a word, you get the meal, and meditate on it. And while everybody else is talking trash and thinking about trash, you're thinking about heavenly things because you're thinking about my word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so this is what Jesus was saying, beloved. Hallelujah. He may have been among, when Jesus walked this world, he was among the problems of this world. Murder was taking place back then. Remember when Jesus died on the cross? The person beside him, it was two men beside him. One of them was a murderer. Problems was taking place when Jesus walked this world. Oh, yeah. But he was living out of heaven. I come to tell you right now, beloved, the Bible says, amen, that heaven is in your heart. The kingdom of God is within you. When you meditate on God's word, Jesus understood that physically he was on earth, but positionally he was still in heaven. For that is where he was living from. Jesus was living from heaven. He was on earth, but he was living from heaven. He was on earth, but he was ministering from heaven, beloved. And this was one of the key reasons why Jesus was a master of his circumstances. I come to tell you this morning that you could be a master of your circumstances too. Hallelujah. You could be a master of your circumstances, beloved. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2, meditate on Ephesians 2, meditate on today, beloved. Hallelujah. Telling us that we are seated at God's right hand. Telling us that we are citizens, not of the United States of America, Africa, China, wherever you're listening from. Amen. No, you may be citizens of that country, but guess what? You have a higher citizenship. We are citizens of heaven. Physically, yes, we are here on this earth, but positionally, we are in heaven. And that is why we have access to all of heaven's resources. In a sense, beloved, Jesus walked with one foot in the natural, and Jesus walked with one foot in the supernatural. One foot in the natural, one foot in the supernatural. His thoughts were always on heavenly things. His mind was always on higher things. That is why he walked above everything. What about you? What about me? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We can walk above everything, beloved. Hallelujah. If we keep our thoughts on heavenly things, and we keep our minds on higher things. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we are a citizen of heaven. Heaven is where we are from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where we are going. Hallelujah. And positionally, it is where we are right now. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. If you do not know Jesus Christ today in the pardoning of your sins, glory be to God. You're not living in two places at one time. You're living in one place. Matter of fact, the Bible says you're dead while you're living. And the reason that the Bible says you're dead while you're living, because Jesus is the life. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Without Jesus, there is no life. But you can have that life and that eternal life just by placing your faith in him. For if a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Amen. So come on, repeat after me right now. We go out to increase your territory and move you, amen, from one place to two places all at the same time. Repeat after me. Father, I'm a sinner. I confess all my sins before you. I ask that you would save my soul. As I open up my mouth, I open up my heart, and I invite Jesus Christ to come in and be my Lord and be my Savior, saving me. Thank you. Thank you for forgiving me and saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed now in the last book of life. Help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life from this moment forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Welcome to the family of God. You are saved, you are saved, you are saved. You've been transported. Amen, from the kingdom of darkness, amen, into the kingdom of light. Hallelujah, it's the greatest miracle on planet Earth. It's the greatest miracle. There's no greater miracle than salvation. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. The angels are rejoicing in your choice. Hallelujah, the wisest decision you ever made. Hallelujah, we are rejoicing also. Please reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And share your testimony. Let us know you gave your heart to the Lord. Amen. And we want to just pray with you and pray for you. Amen. And we'll send you out some communications to help you to grow into your full salvation. Salvation is not the end all. It's the beginning. Amen. It's you are born again. Amen. So a woman doesn't give birth to a baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. Amen. But she nurtures that baby. And so this is why God has given us the fivefold ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we bless be the name. Oh, the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'd like to be a blessing, amen, to this ministry, if you'd like to sow into the word, amen, that was just sown into you, amen. Hallelujah. It's better to give than to receive. And God does love a cheerful giver. Amen. And so several ways that you can sow. You can go straight to our webpage at lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org, and you can sow from there. Amen. Just hit the donate button. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461. That's in Glenside, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen and amen. We want to invite you, amen, to meet with us early in the mornings. Amen. We have 5 o'clock social media. Amen. At the morning altar. Meet us for prayer. Amen. And a word of encouragement. And at 6 o'clock every morning, we meet on blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, and then Sundays at noon. We also have an altar prayer, amen, where we meet 5 days a week at 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 p.m. Come on, amen. Let us pray with you, pray for you, or if you just want to be around some praying people. Wednesday night, Bible study at 8 p.m., amen. Glory be to God. And every other Friday night, starting with this Friday night, is our Friday night praise party. Amen. If we just come together with our songs and testimonies, amen, and our prayers, and we just have a good time lifting up Jesus. We ask that you will follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter, amen, and also on all the social media platforms, YouTube, Apple TV, Google TV, Roku TV, amen, glory be to God. And you can find us at Life Word Jesus, Kingdom Ministries, amen, or Dr. Alfreda, amen, Bradford, amen. So we bless the Lord, and we thank God for you and for you and for you. We pray that everybody will have a wonderful day, hallelujah, a beautiful day, a magnificent day, whatever you do today. Amen. Keep Jesus on your mind. Remember, your thoughts is the vehicle that's going to take you into your promised land, into your good land, the land of good and plenty. Amen. It's how you think. Amen. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We thank you for the word of God on today, Father God, in Jesus' name. And your word will never return into you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you for everybody under the sound of our voice today, Father. We say thank you for them. We ask that you would send your word, Father God, and heal them, Father God, in their minds, in their health, in their situations, whatever needs to be healed. Father God, that you would heal in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. God, we pray for turmoil around the world. Father God, in Turkey, Syria, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, Tennessee, every state, every country, every village, every street corner, every house. Father, that people will begin to rise up and know who Jesus really is. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. Father God, we cancel bad news today. We bind every spirit of retaliation today. In Jesus' name, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father. And we bless you and we say thank you. Now that the hand was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen. Amen and amen again. God bless you. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, signing out. Amen. Blessings to you, to you, to you, and to you, and to you. Amen and amen.
'Cause you deserve the glory and the honor.